that when we need to talk Eagles, we go one place to USA Today, and Ed Kratz, our friend of the show, he joins us. Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke. We're inside the facility, the press box at Panther Stadium at Midway ISD. Ed, do you look at either one of these teams facing this early in the year, no matter the circumstances, a must win?
Well, I think that, you know, both teams struggling kind of like they are. I know Dallas has lost three in a row. The Eagles have won two of three, but they played awfully badly in Minnesota last week. Yeah, I think any time they play, it's a big game. This is a little earlier than it's been, I think, in previous years. Usually these teams match up, both matchups come a little bit later. But I think it's a big game, no question. Even though it's only October and, you know, plenty of football left, I think both teams kind of need a win to feel good about themselves and their chances in this division.
Ed, the Eagles are pretty banged up right now and have a bunch of people that will not play. How much of a concern is that, especially on defense with no Nigel Bradham or Timmy Jernigan and a secondary that's already, you know, banged up and struggling?
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy here in Eagleville with the linebacker situation. They released Zach Brown, their starting linebacker, on Monday, and now they have another starting linebacker, Nigel Bradham, who won't play with an ankle injury. So they're going to be a little shorthanded there, and that's a pretty key spot, especially when you try to stop a running back as good as Ezekiel Elliott. That's going to be a handful. You know, there's going to be some younger guys in there. The Eagles might have an undrafted rookie free agent from Wisconsin, T.J. Edwards, play a rather big role in the middle. But, yeah, it is a banged-up group. They're especially missing DeSean Jackson, the wide receiver, who hasn't played really since the season opener. He's got an abdomen injury, and I just don't know when or if he's going to come back. And if he does, he's going to be 100%. But the offense has really been affected by his absence. It really takes away that deep threat ability and makes the Eagles kind of have to navigate the length of a field, you know, over the course of 10 to 12 plays. And that's tough to do, and especially it's tough to do against the Cowboys' defense that doesn't let teams kind of generate those kinds of drives that often. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for Carson Wentz in that offense.
The game with Minnesota, they got just – I mean, Kirk Cousins looked like – he looked like he pretty much could pick and choose whatever he wanted, Stephon Diggs, Thielen. Yeah. They were riddled, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could take your pick of what Cousins looked like of any quarterback in the Hall of Fame, because he, you know, he looked like Montana, Unitas, you know, name any, Marino, Elway. I mean, he looked four touchdown passes. He was 22 for 29. He had guys running wide open. I mean, you know, any of us could have probably caught those passes if we were that open. I mean, it was just really easy pickings and really, really embarrassed this Eagles defense. And, you know, I know Amari Cooper's kind of been a little banged up himself, but if I'm Cooper, I think I'd get out there with a cane and play against this defense.
There's so much consternation around the Cowboys right now in a three-game losing streak. The Eagles have the same record. They're both in the same position. You know, winner of the game leads the division. The loser is more behind the eight ball, but still, we're still not even to the halfway point of the season. Is there stress from Eagles fans right now about them being 3-3, or what's the vibe in Philly?
There's always stress here in Philadelphia, guys. I mean, you know, they're not really happy too much when the Eagles win. I mean, the Eagles slaughtered the Jets by 25 points, really didn't let the Jets do anything 2 weeks ago. And fans were kind of, you know, saying, well, it was the Jets. I mean, what do you expect? And then, you know, the Cowboys turn around and lose to the Jets. I mean, you know, so I don't know. Eagles fans are really, to me, never really satisfied with how their team's playing. You know, but they're always happy if they can find a way to beat the Cowboys. I'll say that.
Ed, Wentz, he obviously came back, and last year just didn't work out. They still found a way to get themselves in the playoffs. Is he completely as healthy as he's going to be?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, I do think he's about as healthy as he can be. You know, he had this diet in the off season. He went all vegan. You know, he's not eating any meat. And, you know, he lost some weight so he could kind of recover quicker. And I think this is probably about as healthy as he'll get now. You know, to me, he takes a lot of heat in this town, but, you know, I'm not ready to jump on him. I know he is very inconsistent in starting games, and I don't know why that is. He kind of maybe reminds me of Brett Favre along those lines, in that he, you know, Favre was always a little, you know, jumpy to start games, a little amped up, and he wasn't as accurate, but got better as games went on. And, you know, I see maybe a little of that in Wentz. He just needs to find a way to settle down early and get more accurate, because Yeah, the Eagles, they haven't scored a point in the first quarter in four of their six games. And, you know, Wentz has had some guys open on some drives in the first quarter, but he's just missed them. So, you know, he needs to work on that. But, you know, as far as his overall game goes, I mean, he's playing at a pretty high level. His completion percentage is down. It's not where you'd want it to be, but he's taken a lot better care of the football this year. He's only has three interceptions, and two of those came against the Atlanta Falcons in week two when, you know, DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey went out in the first, you know, four or five snaps of the game, and tight end Dallas Goedert wasn't available that game. So, you know, the whole game plan went out the window. So he's trying to make plays. So he throws two picks in that game. And then his third one came against Minnesota when the team was already down, I think, 31-20 or 38-20. And it was late in the fourth quarter, and he was just chucking it downfield trying to make something happen. So he is taking better care of the ball. He has 12 touchdown passes to just those three picks. But, you know, he's far from a finished product. But as far as his health goes, I think this is as healthy as he'll get.
Jason Peters is this guy's been playing since, I think, back during the 60s. He was from a school that I covered, a team that never won in Queen City High School in Northeast Texas. But we know he's been an All-Pro. He's been beat up. Is he on his last part of his career? I saw C.C. Sabathia walking off the mound last night. It made me think when I saw Peters' name on the injury list. I'm not saying he can't get it out because he's done it a lot. How much gas does he have left in his tank?
I thought he was on empty maybe two or three years ago, but you know he keeps coming back and he keeps playing at a level that's acceptable enough for the Eagles to keep bringing him back. I mean, you know, he's 37 years old now. I think this is his 16th season, and you know he's got a knee issue now, and you know he hasn't been able to. He's kind of checked himself out of three of the six games this year. Now he was able to return during the course of the game in two of those games, but last week was kind of the final straw. He played 18 snaps. The knee injury bothered him, so they took him out for good, and they put the rookie in at left tackle, Andre Dillard, who you're going to see make his first start on Sunday night in place of Peters. But, yeah, I think Peters really is on his last legs. But like I said, I think he kind of – to me, he's been on his last legs for, a couple years now. But, he loves to play. The Eagles love to have him. They love the effect that he has on the team. And even when he's not playing, he's kind of in the ear of Lane Johnson and helping him and Alapulavati Vaitai, who stepped in for Peters during that Super Bowl season in 2017 and played the last eight or nine games and then through the playoffs. So he's almost like having a coach, and it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if he wants to get into coaching that he'll take that route. But, he's also made a lot of money in his career, so I don't know if he'll need that aggravation and stress. But I think you're right. I think this could be the final season we see Jason Peters.
You know, Doug Peterson made those comments on a radio show up in Philly, and, of course, some people jumped on that. I've never been one of those that, like, listens much to that, but I at times, it's not like the Joe Namath prediction in Super Bowl III against the Colts, but he did make those comments. DeMarcus Lawrence bounced back with some things today and kind of said, keep your blank on the sideline or whatever you're going to do. It's like this is supposed to be Cowboys and Eagles week, and it's been very passive until today.
Yeah, you're right. It really has been. You know, I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods, so to speak, during Eagles-Cowboys week. But in Philadelphia, fans are usually, you know, pretty geeked up about it, always talking about it on the radio and reading every article they can on it. But it has been kind of quiet, even after Peterson made those comments, which is another strange thing this week, is he sort of sounded like he was guaranteeing a win on his radio spot Monday morning, and then hours later, when he met with reporters, he backed off of those statements and said, well, I didn't guarantee anything. I'm just showing confidence in my players. But, and I think DeMarcus Lawrence, his comments today, he also said that you all keep asking the questions. So I think he's been pestered about it all week, about this supposed guarantee that Peterson made. And he was just fed up. And, you know, he finally said something, you know, that the reporters wanted to hear. And, you know, of course, I picked up on it and wrote something about it. But, you know, that kind of jazzes it up a little bit now. And, you know, this war of words is finally underway, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, as always. Love having you on the show. Ed Kratz from USA Today on the Eagles, Cowboys and Eagles Sunday night.